I'm kicking down this motherfucking door, and we're doing that.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock I found.
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
Was pulled out of power and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing paint. Three dudes in a dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back for another week. This week we watched the 2018 doc directed by Alex Holmes called Maiden, about the boat Maiden and the Whipred, or used to be called the Whipred Ocean Race. I'm here with Mitch and Christian as always. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good day.
Hello.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Ahoy hoy.
Ahoy mateys, or is it like what's the female equivalent of matey?
You mate with, yeah, no, that's fine.
Famey?
No, it's just matey.
Okay.
Have either of you guys ever been like sailing, like on a sailboat?
I thought that was going to be the first question.
A whole lot of fucking no fucking way.
What? Not even like on Lake Ontario?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh.
Really?
No.
No? I would love to.
I know we're all white, but I'm not that white.
I was thinking the same thing. The only person I know with a sailboat, so no. Yeah. The answer is no. The only person I know with a sailboat is like an ex-airline pilot.
Yeah.
Very white, French.
Someone I used to BMX with sailed, and he had quite a big house.
Yeah.
So it was a fun little, yeah. Have you? You've gone sailing?
No.
No?
Bit of a white-collar sport, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. And I'm very far from highbrow or la-di-da, however you want to call it.
Which is funny that it turned into that because it was such a rough and tough, you're getting in this, if the three of us get in this boat, two of us are probably going to die.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's still pretty rough and tough. I mean, obviously it takes, but like anything, it takes money to do, probably more so than most activities.
Yeah.
I've never been skiing. Yeah.
Me neither, actually.
I got skied. You fucking poor whiteys on that. I've never been skiing. I went snowboarding.
But skiing is fucking lame.
Yeah.
No. 100%.
I've never been skiing, snowboarding, anything like that. That seems like a very white collar activity as well.
It is. It's super. You get lost in all the white. You don't know what the people are in the snow.
Yeah.
It's all blends into one.
You start skiing through the chalet over top of people.
Yeah.
This is the fresh pow.
This is really bright. Oh, that's people we're going over.
Oh, fuck.
Woo-wee.
So, I mean, I think sailing looks fucking awesome.
It does look pretty cool.
It looks like a ton of fun.
Yeah.
If you were out on the Mediterranean and you could see your Italian villa resort thing,
that'd
be great.
Yeah, yeah.
But this kind of sailing, fucking never.
Yeah, when they were like, the last thing you see is the last image of land and then you're all by yourself and they're all like, isn't this great? And we're like, that would be the first time where you're like, oh no, we're truly fucked.
Oh yeah. No. It would give you a new appreciation for life.
Yeah. Because even if you're like, I have a rifle, you're like, okay, that doesn't, that means nothing.
So, so we'll give people a little bit of context what the Whipred, it's called something else now.
Volvo Ocean Race, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think it's Volvo anymore.
Oh, still?
Volvo lost it. Red Bull. Red Bull owns fucking everything now.
I think it's just the Ocean Race.
Sponsor probably
is Red Bull.
So it is literally a race around the world.
It's just called the Ocean Race.
Yeah, I believe they leave from somewhere
in England.
They do it every 4 years. You said,
last
one was 2023, so the next one will be 2026. No, that's true.
Next year,
2025. No,
I thought that we talked about this last week.
That's just the a European race.
Yeah. Oh,
that's just around Europe.
Yeah.
Oh. Then I don't know.
It's every 4 years, I believe.
Okay.
So the next one will be 2027.
Does this evolve to moon races, you think?
I was thinking about that.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah. It feels like we've very much used to just sail, like what Mitch was saying, that 50 prisoners, a handful of military guys would get in a boat and they would just fuck off.
Yeah.
Or potentially the rest of their life very often would just die.
But
now we've got a pretty goddamn good handle on it. So we do it for sport.
Yeah.
We used to do hunting because we absolutely needed to do it. And that was kind of dangerous. And now we just don't. So we do it for sport. We used to go to war. Well, now we kind of
just. That's still for sport. What the fuck are you talking about?
Now we just do it for sport. But sailing, same kind of thing. Like no one ever used to have fucking boat races, not like this. And then, so it was very, it was necessary and it was an occupation, but now we do it for sport.
So,
but we're in the middle of like the next kind of weird space race. And I imagine in 600 years, around the moon and back.
For sure.
Why not?
Do you guys remember how long they said the race around the world takes?
Like 9 months.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I thought it was 80 days.
No, it's a different book.
Oh, fuck.
Different book. Yeah.
Yeah. So they leave in September.
They've got nothing on my hot air balloon. Fucking pussies.
Peace out, motherfucker.
Leave in September, get back in May. Like
I can't believe it. Yeah. 53,000 kilometers.
Dude. So a woman could.
Miles, maybe.
A woman could start this race not knowing she's pregnant. And basically,
that would have been gnarly.
That's true.
In bumfuck Antarctica, like, hey guys, by the way, this boat now has 7 people. You're like, what the fuck?
Disqualified.
Yeah, and
you're too heavy. You gotta get out of here.
And obviously, like, they can stop and pull out at. It's funny. stop at any point at any leg.
Yeah, there was how many legs? 3.
Five. Oh, okay. 5 stages. Because they would leave from Southampton to fucking Uruguay. Huge leg of the race. I was shocked. I was like, oh, they're going to cross the Atlantic.
What the fuck? You think, where are they going to stop in the middle of the Atlantic?
What the? Oh my God. No, but that Uruguay is like the bottom of South America. So not only do you cross the Atlantic, South America.
Like, yeah.
Like I thought that they were going to go from England to Florida. From Florida, maybe to Chile. And then over and all that other
but
shit.
But that's not that gangster to just hug the coast. You're like, fuck that. Get out there in the middle.
I also didn't realize that they would have doubled back on themselves. Or maybe they didn't.
Wait, what?
Based on the way that they did the map in the dock, they leave from England, hit Uruguay, and leave from Uruguay back.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
In the same direction and then they go Australia. But I thought that they would have.
Was that just a mind fuck in the way that?
I don't think so, because they cross under the southern border of Australia.
Oh,
yeah. They get to Queensland and then.
So they don't actually like circumnavigate the.
No, they don't. Well, they could have left the bottom of South America at. Was that Cape Horn?
Yeah.
And then shot to New Zealand first and then down to Australia and then up through the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
South of Africa and up.
Yeah. Back, that's back a true, home, like back to England.
You would have done a loop.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I don't get it. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
While we're talking, I'll try and bring up a,
That makes the achievement
and
that makes the achievement less than.
Yeah, it's not a loop.
It's
just a race.
But they did more miles. They got lost, these silly women.
It's a race across the world.
But yeah, I did notice that. Then I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. I'll see if there's an explanation as to why.
I also chuckled when they're being British and they had a little trouble.
Not all of them were British.
In the
very few.
Oh, okay, well, they were homies of British.
In the Maiden?
Yeah. And then they had a little trouble and they called the Falcons. And I was like, oh shit, when was this dock? Because there was a little conflict going on there. And then when she's like, and then the RAF came, I was like, oh, okay. Mm. That's cool. That wasn't when the conflict was going on.
No. So yeah, they did the race in 89.
Yeah, 89 to 90.
Yeah. The Falkland War was like early 80s, I think.
Lucky.
It was like a week and a half.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. It's like they wouldn't have been busy, likely.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Did you guys like this dock?
I did.
Yeah. Likewise.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
I liked it so much that I was like, how the fuck is this not like a Hollywood movie?
Mm.
That like that British lady, that the short hair, that James Bond's Q.
Oh, Dame Judi Dench?
Yeah. Why the fuck shouldn't she play the main lady? They look exactly alike.
Well, I mean, not back then they didn't.
Well, no, but.
She looks like her now.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I guess it's kind of, and now it would just be like a fun, lighthearted comedy of they're old women and they do it one last time. Like Wild Hogs. Like that great film.
Holy fuck, that would suck.
That masterpiece.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Bears don't eat shit. Yeah.
But okay.
But yeah, I kind of like that movie. I got to be honest. It's
fuck
stupid.
You. You've seen it?
It's stupid. I fucking own it.
Oh,
it's
you
stupid
suck.
As fuck. But
William H. Macy, John Travolta. Kick how
him,
can you go wrong?
Kick him out of your house.
What's that guy's name?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Yes, yeah.
I was going to say Tom Arnold, but
Same. I forgot Tim Allen was in it.
Yeah. Jesus.
Heavy but no, hitters. Good movie. Yeah. Good doc.
Great.
Good story.
Maiden, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing, like I was talking to Mitch before we started recording, the only thing it's missing is kind of like a epilogue or like at the end of saying like, oh, yeah. Tracy Edwards is doing this now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the crew.
Everyone else is doing absolutely like fucking nothing.
After. No,
I have that. I have it up here of what everyone is doing. So I will go over that. Mm.
We should re-edit this and put this in the doc and make there. It's better. Because it really does just end like, oh, yeah, we did this. And then it's over.
Yeah. Like, oh, when did this? When did the doc actually come out?
2018.
2018. So they could have easily done one.
Yeah.
It.
Everyone was still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It premiered at TIFF.
Well, so not
the Toronto International Film Festival.
Hey, man.
Not that one guy.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
That would be like, what do you do with that guy?
Shoot him.
And halfway through the race?
You got to fix one guy.
I mean, he's frozen. Like, do you leave him up on deck so that he's like ice encrusted and he doesn't stink?
Did I miss this?
Wait, the guy what? Died.
Yeah.
On their boat?
No, not on their boat.
No. He on was, a different boat.
He was on one of the other British boats.
Two guys got.
Yeah.
They fell overboard. Yeah, one guy died. Yeah.
Well, I think the guy that they were like, this guy's too far gone, is like he hit his head.
Yeah, they found him face down in the water.
Yeah. Right. So they're like, if you see that, and then I'm there being like, I'm just really cold. They're not going to be like, well, we got to fix the guy that has no head. You'd be like, no, we'll fix this guy because we can warm him up.
Yeah, prioritize. But
what a fucked up. Like, do you just. So, is it cool to just. Can we throw this body over now or like we have to keep him?
I don't think you can do that.
So
you probably have to sign something.
Something like that's extra weight.
I release all liability.
International waters, baby.
Yeah, it was in the middle of the Antarctic.
Get the fuck out there.
Absolutely.
So this is the crazy thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, you know, like sailing, bunch of rich, poshy people.
Oh, no fucking way.
That's fucking hardcore.
But
yeah. That's fucking hardcore.
Certain part. Yeah. Get to the North Atlantic and then be like, go fuck yourself.
Well, so, I mean, what other kind of races where people die like that? Like the Iditarod or whatever, the huge...
The Isle of Man, that motorcycle race, fucking people go off them cliffs all the fucking time.
Every year.
Yeah.
Every year someone dies there.
But I wonder at this, if like every year there's someone that dies, like the Whitmore.
I wouldn't be surprised, the
Whitmore. Or the Whitbread.
Oh, the Whitbread. Oh, okay. I thought this was a different race. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, how could you do a race 53,000 kilometers through some of the most treacherous waters in the world?
Yeah. And everyone survives?
Yeah, every year. You're like, oh, this was an anomaly. Someone died.
Yeah.
Not fucking likely.
What a wild insurance policy. Like, just make sure they die in international waters.
I would like to also get that information.
We're not paying that shit out.
Try and secure a sponsorship for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if this was going on when, like, piracy was popping.
No, it started in the 70s.
And like Somali pirates?
Yeah, Somali pirates, not like then European pirates.
Well, yeah, it was like 400 years. I don't think so.
I'm sure there was a guy in his family that was like, let's sail around the world.
Every 4 years, and it's the fifth one.
Yeah.
You know, the 1600s was too long ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, it would have been fun.
But yeah, like I said, this race, like I remember hearing about this race in that book of the brief history of circumnavigating the globe.
Oh, really?
And then I was like, wait, what, like you've heard about this race?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. I guess it makes perfect sense for it to be in that book, but.
Yeah, because it talked about what you just talked about, how like Magellan and those dudes are like, we might all fucking die, but we're going to go do this. And then they're like, oh fuck, that's possible. And then it evolves to like, hey, I got bragging rights or like, this is a contest.
Yeah. I have nothing to do for
it. Yeah, I was like, wait, this is fucking crazy that they did this.
Let me go over the deaths that have happened during Whitbread. So, first year it happened, 73, 74. Three people died.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 73, 74 people died.
That's everybody.
Oh my God.
Boat blew up.
Like, you have like an inaugural race, three people die.
Yeah.
It's crazy that it goes on and happens again.
I mean, the Isle of Man race is the same thing. You're just like, people are beyond fucking crazy.
So
but yeah, to get money, like how, well, three, but whatever.
I wonder what the prize is. So what was like, is there a total
of how many people? I'll go through them. So there's three that year. So Paul Waterhouse, Dominique Gillette.
And not Dominique.
Bernie Hosking. No, it's Dominique.
Like with Q-U-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a man's name.
Man's name in the woman's seat.
And
maybe he just jumped overboard and married a mermaid.
I don't know why that would make him.
81, 82, a guy went over at the 52nd parallel in the South Seas, but he was recovered. So
is that 52nd? Wouldn't that be, is that a stupid question? Warm water or cold?
The South Seas?
Probably cold.
Okay.
I think all like ocean. Like,
well, I don't know parallel levels. So like, is like 52, well, is it?
49th parallel is like.
The middle?
Is Canada. Like the Canadian border, US border.
So then down. Does it go? I don't know. Never mind.
So anyways, he was miraculously recovered.
Ooh.
So 89, 90 is the one that we watched here.
Yeah.
So two people died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit. They didn't put shine on the other guy.
Well, they said two people went over.
Yeah, but then the one guy that died, and then they like kind of freeze framed on a photo of him to kind of like, hey, this is the guy that passed away.
Anthony Phillips and Bart Van Den ended up in the water with the former being, no, maybe it was just the one guy.
Jesus.
Oh, so the one there.
The 52nd parallel, you said? That would definitely be below the equator, so that's definitely the South Sea. That's like that's fucking right down there.
Yeah,
ooh, that's not a good spot.
In 1993, Italy held its breath for the boys aboard Brooksfield after the boat broke contact during the leg from Punta del Este to Perth.
Oh no, our boat, I made that shit. It broke up.
Yeah, the rudder came off the boat, taking a piece of the stern with it. So I think that took the whole team.
Well, their boat sank or like they just froze?
Bye-bye, a pizza pie. We have no tomatoes to help us float.
Doesn't say.
that's their flotation devices or tomatoes. Nice. Because they're bright.
Cool.
And they float, right?
Do they? So actually they might have... they might have survived.
Fuck, they really all say. Went in and survived? That's crazy if that happened.
So there was another boat that sunk in 05-06, and a guy named Hans Horvitz, passed away.
It went down with the ship.
It feels weird, but as you're reading this out, I kind of just don't feel bad.
Well, no, why would you feel bad? Yeah. You can't feel bad.
I don't feel bad for people who die climbing Mount Everest.
Like, yeah, man.
That's a crazy thing. Yeah,
F1 shit. There was guys at like the beginning of the season, like there was 20, I forget how many drivers it was. It's a relatively low number. And then like, for sure, five of you are going to die. And then like the next year, there's still fucking 20 some drivers.
Yeah.
So you're just like, hey, or like the sound barrier dudes that like, you guys are probably just going to break up in the middle of the air and die. Mm-hmm. You're like, but if it works, it works. And like, well, it'll fucking work.
So yeah. And then in 14-15, there was someone else, I believe it. Again, this is a very poorly written recap of it. And then in 18-19, John Fisher dies and the unnamed Chinese fisherman.
Whoa, John Fisher bought a guy.
The Chinese fisherman killed in the crash. So one of the boats crashed with a Chinese fishing boat.
They ran into someone. Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's great. I kind of replayed back the route, and they definitely do go around the world. They go from England to Uruguay, and then from Uruguay over to Australia, from Australia to New Zealand, and then New Zealand back to Uruguay, but that's around. I was wrong.
Fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Look at a map.
That's on me.
Look at a map.
Yeah. On Tyler's stupid fucking poster.
Oh, the
poster
thing right above his head.
The States is only the white country. They would leave Australia off the right-hand side of that map. Mm-hmm. They would go invisible somewhere around the middle of the Pacific. Mm-hmm. And then they would reappear in reality and boat all the way over to Uruguay again.
So if the world's flat, they just went to like the four corners.
Yeah, that would be a different kind of race.
Kind of just touched him.
So yeah.
I forgot that the world was flat. Does that change this?
That's what I'm saying. They went. They did like the four corners.
They just did the circle C.
The race of four corners.
The whole outside.
So yeah, since 73, six people have died during that.
That's like remarkably low numbers.
Damn. Yeah.
Holy shit.
What, how many people died at the Olympics? Excluding the Munich ones.
Yeah, that'd be a cheap shot.
Well, that's going to fuck the numbers.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, this is an incident. They didn't die on the field. They were practicing.
So basically, I don't, you know, sure it sucks, but I don't feel necessarily bad about people dying.
It's like Mount Everest.
Extreme stuff. Like,
yeah.
These people know what they're going up against. Like,
yeah.
If, you know, the documentary Free Solo. If that guy fell while free soloing, like, that sucks, but do I feel bad?
Alex doesn't even feel bad. He's like, if I fall, I fall.
That guy, like, I think he's a psychopath.
Oh, fuck yeah. They did studies and they're like, yeah, buddy, you're all fucked up.
I don't feel it because obviously they died doing what they love.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, they're like, fuck.
They knew the risks.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, me, I was going to say going on a roller coaster and then dying. Like that's more tragic.
Extreme golf.
Because it's not something that someone particularly thinks of, like, oh, you have a good chance of dying.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you got like a pacemaker or something, you're like, every roller coaster, she's a roll of the dice.
Like millions of people go on roller coasters every single day.
Tens
of millions, maybe even.
Yeah.
But not millions of people get on a yacht around the world.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's a pretty small fucking boat.
And these aren't super yachts like that, like billionaires have that are almost like ocean cruise liners, right?
Yeah.
Like these are small boats.
Yeah.
What, like maybe 65 feet?
Well, like they're light enough that, like, how big is the crew? Less than 10 people, you would say?
Yeah. They didn't actually go over it. I don't know.
But like,
I would say like,
I will tell you,
like the one boat that got on the sand barge, they just got up on the mast and like six guys had enough weight to like get it. I mean, it's with a sail and stuff, but like, you're not doing that with a fucking giant yacht or.
No, you're screwed.
So like, this is a pretty small boat to just, all right, let's go.
I want to see, cause
there's 14.
14. Yeah. I thought 14.
Okay. So
I want to see the different classes. Cause they said that they were into it, like a weight class, essentially, or like a size class.
Yeah.
I want to see the smallest. Because I assume that they would do the same...
It's a kid in a rowboat?
...route. That's what I'm thinking.
Which, yeah, if there's someone that's like, there's a crew of 14, and they're like, oh my God, this was so amazing. And then the crew of three, that you're like, what the fuck?
I got out and fucking pushed.
That's insane. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, I wonder what the smallest class is.
Yeah, I wonder.
You know, shame on me. You
have to see crazy shit, though.
Shame on me.
Yeah. Well, yes.
But I did not catch like what place they ended up in.
First, because they're women.
No. they won.
They won the hearts and minds.
They won a leg of the race.
Yeah.
They won a couple.
Yeah. I know they came in third the first leg.
Yeah.
And then won the next one.
Pretty good. I mean,
yeah. Well, they were devastated. Not a good result for them.
Realistically.
Emotional.
They came in third, the first one. And then from Uruguay to Australia, they came first. And from Australia to New Zealand, they came first again.
Mm-hmm. Is that where they got the beef eater trophy?
Yeah.
I thought they didn't get a beef eater trophy every leg of the race?
No, because that one in...
You have to come in first.
Yeah, you have to come in first.
No, I mean like every time someone comes in first for each leg, they get a beef eater.
Oh, I believe so.
I would think so.
So they got two.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they must have.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh.
I just remember them getting the one.
I wonder.
And then the one girl being like, I remember seeing that shit on TV, and then they come over to me and then was like, wait, that's in my boat. That's fucking crazy. That'd be pretty cool. It's also wild to me that, like, even then, like, this was the 80s, that, like, England was, like, so into, like, sailing and, like, yachting and shit, that it was, like, still such a big thing of its culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I wonder if they still do, like, Yachtsman of the Year.
I would imagine.
Probably.
Yeah. I wonder what that...
Like, if anything, like, the UK is all about tradition.
Oh, yeah. 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 So, like, the achievements now, he's just like, I just sailed to fucking London. And they're like, oh, well, you get it. This bitch sailed around the world.
Across the English Channel.
Oh, well, good for you, bud. Here you go. You're the yachtsman of the year.
But no, like there's still like other big races, like the America's Cup.
Yeah.
Is a
New
big
Zealand
one.
Fucks that shit up.
Yeah. So there's another documentary about, it's one of the Untold series, on Netflix.
Oh, about the New Zealand boat?
No, about the Australian team. Yeah.
Cool.
So like, yeah, it's called the America's Cup. I believe they go from like Martha's Vineyard down to the Caribbean and back or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it used to be called like the World Cup or something. And then America won it for so long that they're like, we force everyone to change it to the America's Cup.
Yeah.
Cause we're just going to keep winning it.
And it's the North and South American continents.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, I don't know. I just assume that because of the name. It's called,
yeah.
Yeah. But no, that's what I've heard about the name. Yeah. And I was like, that's hilarious. We'll only participate if our name is on it.
Well,
good job. Gonna win, guys. So. Good job, guys.
The New York Yacht Club is like, yeah, like they're the Tiger Woods of the America's Cup.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like they won everything. Oh. So like the New York... Yacht Club is like world renowned.
So they're like thugged out dudes on a boat?
No, they're like...
Oh, I thought you meant the Tiger Woods thing.
No.
That they're that good.
They win everything. Oh.
I like to think of like...
I was going to call him the Tom Brady, but I fucking hate Tom Brady.
Well, that's closer. Then I would have understood it. They're like, oh, a group of white guys. Not like, wait, there's black guys? What's going on here?
We could call them the LA Lakers or the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever analogy you'd like to use. Whatever sports.
I like the Brady one.
Yeah.
I don't.
Why not?
I don't know sports.
Tom Brady's fucking awful.
He's a cool guy.
But yeah. So this is a crazy race. So
wait, have you been on a boat?
Have I been on a boat?
Like a sailboat?
No.
He said that earlier.
We went over this.
Did you have a fucking stroke or something? No. What's wrong with you?
Fucking commandeered that conversation.
Fuck you.
Well,
what's the biggest boat you've guys been on?
I've like, been on
a tall ship.
What the fuck is that?
A ferry
again? Ferry. Up in Lake Superior.
The biggest boat I've been on was a cruise line. But,
oh, really?
That's a big fucking boat.
Yeah.
And you got me beat.
I think at that point it was the largest one in the world.
Oh, shit. You haven't gone skiing. You just skipped a bunch of white guy levels and went to the top.
I mean, no. Like,
did you stand at the highest point of the boat and just... arms akimbo.
Your wife hold you?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was...
seems like a waste of a trip.
This was back in 2011, I think.
I want to take a cruise just to post, like, poach people's moments when they do that and be like, fucking loser. And like, God damn it, now I'm on a boat and I'm just ripping on everyone that's taking the Titanic photo.
Yeah, I guess you could. You technically could. You could go to, like, the
front.
Yeah. But
fuck you.
But
yeah, that's crazy. I've only seen a cruise ship and like, I was like, it was insane how big they are.
They're massive.
Yeah. Like,
terrifying.
It's a literal fucking city on
yeah.
the water.
Yeah. It's insane.
But
yeah, the biggest one I've been on is a ferry. Like the old, I don't even know if they still have it. The ferry. I'm assuming they do. To PEI.
Yeah.
So I was on that one. So it was a pretty big one.
It's a big boat. Yeah.
I know in like elementary school, like we took a trip to Toronto, went on like the tall ships. I know they have them come down the St. Lawrence as well.
There's kind of like a half-ass summer camp where you do that. And I feel like you sail across the Atlantic. What? I think it's like a 2-week trip. Yeah. It's like a learn to sail thing. But
fuck.
Yeah, it starts in the St. Lawrence and you just...
I'd want to hug the coast for a bit and not just like, here you go, kid.
Yeah.
Shot across.
You got to get out the St. Lawrence first.
Mm.
That's where you get all your experience.
Maybe, you get kicked off the boat if you fucking suck. I don't know. But full, like a three master.
It's not really fair. They're like, I've mastered river sailing. All right, now the open sea. Like, what the fuck?
I'm 10. What the fuck is
I'm used to seeing land on both sides. What's going on right now?
Yeah.
Like, I always thought kids that did like what's the cadets, like sea cadets were
lame.
Yeah,
future mohos.
I was gonna say something a little bit more
future Siemens.
Future seamen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And and previously seamen.
Taking all the Siemens.
Circle of life. Air cadets is way cooler.
You get to fly jets.
Is it though?
No. Yeah. Well, you get to fly jets.
I like
jets,
marine cadets.
You get to fly jets.
You get to fly gliders.
I like marine.
Towed by jets.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Marine cadets, you kill a brown guy.
I don't think they're towed. It's pretty cool. I don't think it's jets that tow them. They're part.
Okay, he's up.
Yeah, what the fuck? Jets. Like, man, you going to air cadets, they shoot you into space when you're 13.
I believe, yeah. Well, so now in the U.S., you can do space cadets.
Oh, that's
totally different meaning. But
not really. I mean, like, it's like a legitimate military branch.
Yeah, Space Force.
Fuck.
Da-da-da.
That's so tight.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
But
we live in a time.
Yeah, I always thought cadets was kind of fucking loserish. But
100%. Yeah.
I mean,
it was always the weird kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. For sure. Dude, you get a bunch of people, like young kids out on a boat, and then they're like, well, it's 8 o'clock. Obviously, weird shit's going to happen because what the fuck else are we doing?
Mm.
Like, it would just inevitably happen. You don't think so?
And like,
you can't pitch a tent on a boat unless.
Yeah. I brought the tent. What's up?
It's super hip. It's super hypocritical of me to make fun of them because I think sailing would be really fun.
I think it would be cool too. I fucking hate boats, but like,
yeah. Don't put me in a fucking uniform.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. No.
With a tie.
No, yeah, no. Yeah.
The shiny shoes fucking, are cool.
Damn. Shit. The insult comedian back in the day, Don Rickles. He was in the Navy.
I thought you were gonna talk about the dog Triumph.
No. He was in the Navy, and like, he's like, I just rip jokes the whole time. He was also at war, so his jokes were probably off color.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, he'd be a fun guy to be on a boat with. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I guess, if you could tolerate him.
It's just like intense moments of death. And then he's like, this is fun. And you're like, dude, that was crazy.
I can't see the white of your eyes.
So like the one, I was on Reddit a couple weeks ago or something like that. And I saw there's this new technology. I think Sony makes a cinema camera that has this technology.
Okay.
But it's a camera on a boat, like a cruise ship. So when you're out in like the middle of the ocean at night, like it is fucking pitch black. Like you have to rely on your instruments and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this camera made it look like daytime on a screen. So interesting. You can see anything.
Dude, I wonder what the ISO levels are on that camera.
Yeah.
It's like billions or something. That like they just, because how?
It's probably LiDAR.
Oh yeah,
just color corrected with like an AI.
That makes sense. Because it could like shoot through the ground, so it's dark. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
It literally looks like daytime on this camera. It's a really cool fucking.
That'd be piece so of cool to have like some old sailor, like how he died, and then like, hey man, check this out, and he'd be like, what the fuck?
If someone had showed me the video. Without like the title or description.
Yeah.
So basically
it would have been the most boring, meaningless footage.
This is fake.
I would have thought that they're just showing me like screen footage of something. Like the camera is like just on pure pitch black and it just kind of pans down to the screen that looks like daytime. And it looks like they're just watching a video of the ocean. It's phenomenal. It's unreal.
Yeah. I wonder what the tech on a boat, like on a yacht boat now would be for this race.
Oh, like I'm sure they got
probably
full radar,
one of these cameras,
Bluetooth, Spotify.
That's the tricky part though.
Spotify is like important. Like if we fucking need music, man.
Yeah. Rolling up to shore with like Flight of the Valkyries.
Fuck our Wi-Fi signal. Shit.
Yeah. When they had pictures of, or the footage of the ice when they were crossing from Uruguay to Australia, near the Antarctic, like everything was frozen, like inches and inches of fucking ice and this stuff. But like, no amount of technology is going to help. I mean, like maybe a heated solar powered, like
laser.
It would have to, I was going to say it'd have to because you can't have batteries.
I don't know.
It's going to be weight.
Yeah. Well, no, they definitely have batteries on.
Of some no, but like for stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Little wind, just here. Here's power. A hatchet. Get fucking hatchet. Oh god.
Yeah. That. Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, how the fuck do you? You just. You have to keep them moving all the time. I don't know. Like you got to bust snow off the sail and, and ice. That's,
like, so it's crazy to me that people use such different, and you know, like the ocean is obviously extremely vast.
Is it? Oh.
But you would think that, you know, like they would all take, there's a, like a very efficient route.
Yeah. There's a highway.
And they would all take that. But they said like, once you get there, like you don't see anybody.
Yeah.
Like you are by yourself.
I was thinking that too. Like, wouldn't you kind of stick as a group?
Yeah.
But like, I guess not.
No, like it's a fucking race. Like you're trying to get every advantage over the next boat as you can. And
fuck, you know, obviously like
really, it probably doesn't take too much of a miscalculation in wind or anything to be off course or you know, take a different
two ships passing in the night.
They hopefully passing and not crashing.
Yeah, the Chinese boat got taken out.
Don't know what that means.
But yeah, like that's insane to me that like to think that like if I didn't watch this or know anything about it after watching it, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm sure, you know, just like any race, you know, someone pulls ahead and you know, they pull away from the pack, but for the most part, there's going to be some people that are packed together, but no, it doesn't sound like that. Like, fuck. And it makes sense because the ocean is so vast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fuck,
man. 50 miles here or there, but like you're going 10,000 on this leg.
Yeah.
That's you can easily lose each other.
Yeah. Well, and the last leg, because they didn't have any wind, they were like, what, 100 and some days?
No, that the day tags.
Or was that the whole thing?
Cumulative. I thought that too. I was like, no.
Yeah. Then I was like, what the fuck? The last leg. I would have been killing everybody.
Yeah.
But okay.
I guess the route has changed.
Pirates.
Because that guy, well, no,
the
guy said,
I think they leave from different spots like every 4 years.
Do they utilize the canal?
No, I guess maybe, but yeah. Then that changes this a little bit, but I meant the route has changed as in that they don't have you go like no leg of the race should take longer than 2 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, they shortened it.
Yeah. Like
they mentioned that in the doc, I think.
There's more sections now so that you're not on board for 5 weeks at a time.
Yeah. Because
that's just excruciating.
Yeah.
But I mean.
I mean, people would have had to come off that boat and be like, ooh, Christian, you are not the same.
Yeah. You're like, well, that's what that guy said. He's like
broke myself.
You go out there even for like 2 weeks. And fuck. Like you go through some of that really rough weather and you make it out the other side and like, you are not the same man.
Yeah.
And you know, we always, or we were talking about how, you know, like this is a bunch of rich people doing, but really like Tracy Edwards was not that.
No, not at all.
I was just more so like the whole culture.
Oh, absolutely.
Yachting.
Yeah. Like it's to be interesting. Good at this.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like you got to either know some people who have all that money
which is a sick connect.
Yeah, so
pretty sweet.
What a cool connect.
I was reading just a little bit so previously before you guys got here. So yeah, so basically for those who haven't watched it or won't watch it, she's basically, her dad dies when she's 7. Her mom moves her to Wales, gets married again or has a boyfriend that's abusive. At 16, she basically runs away to Greece, ends up over in Newport, Rhode Island. Just doing day jobs. Like she would find a place to stay for the night, wake up, varnish fences, clean, just do random jobs. And then her buddy calls her at 6 a.m. and she's like, fuck this. Like I want to sleep in, but she answers the phone. And she's like, okay, I have a job for you. I need you down here in an hour. And she's like, well, I was going to take today off. And he's like, no. I need you for this. It's a very important customer. I don't know who it is. I'm not allowed to know. Get down here. She gets down to the dock. There's police, Coast Guard, everything, bomb sniffing dogs, everything. They have to get the boat ready. And then they say, okay, go have dinner. Come back tomorrow. Mm. They come back. It ends up being the King of Jordan is her client. She's the cook on board. She basically is cooking. Apparently the King of Jordan is a fucking phenomenally nice guy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So basically
not earlier, but in the later half of his life, yeah, he's pretty nice.
Did he crack down earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. He was the guy that started the 6 days war.
Gotcha.
Israel and Gaza, and then lost.
Loser. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways.
Technically, yeah.
She recounts the story of she's doing the dishes, and he comes and grabs a cloth, and she's like, oh no, you can't do that. He's like, I can do anything. I'm fucking king. And like helps her clean, like dry the dishes and gets talking to her. And
she killed a lot of people.
She calls him a collector of people. Like he, not in a bad sense, but like he likes talking to people and getting to know them. And
yeah, a collector of stories
and hearing, and hearing their stories.
Oh, you're a little hat. Good day. we'll not talk to you.
So anyways, they talk and basically he's what leads her to getting her boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. More or less. They were going to try and build one and it didn't happen. Yeah. So they had to buy a secondhand one, fixed it up and didn't really have the money to do any of that stuff. They needed a primary sponsor. So I think the country of Jordan sponsored them.
Yeah. Cause he's like, oh, bizarre. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. King Hussein.
So this would have been how many years after, like 10 years after the 6 days war? Was that in the '60s?
I think that was in the late '70s.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's just funny to just whoop.
So it would have been about 10 years after.
I sponsor women. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, man.
If it was in the late '70s, it's the late '80s.
Yeah, I guess.
That's funny.
Good
for him.
So, and then she was a chef on the first
Whitbread race
boat. Yeah, because she found about it on a book on that boat, and then the captain or someone was like, oh, it's this race. Like, I want to do that. And like, you're a woman. There's no way.
How the guy, this is a big part of this doc. I mean, maybe the biggest part of the doc.
How awesome white British guys are.
Fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, did it not make you confused and just, I don't know.
Dude, I love it.
Angry. I mean,
fucking love it because it's like, it's like the dude in the Klan outfit. I mean, like, what are your theories there, big guy? And then 10 years later, he's like, I shouldn't have done that. And like, it took you that long?
And I don't think it was just white British dudes. I think it was everybody.
Oh, everyone. Yeah.
But when they left, like someone asked her, like, how long is the race? Or when do you start? And she said, September.
Yeah.
And so when will you be back? She said, May. And then he's like, oh, so October.
October.
You'll be back in a month.
It's just fucking embarrassing.
And
it's so crazy you could just be that openly like brazen to women. Like, you're a woman. And like, the fuck?
So
but
that's just like kind of like a hilarious, non-funny part was like when they got to like the first leg or something, one's like, oh, like you guys are probably all really catty on board and like fighting and getting along. Or like, are you all lesbians?
Yeah.
No.
They should have just fucked with him and been like, we eat each other out on the boat. That's all we do. And like, what? And then just been serious, like, fuck you.
Well, they
just been punk rock about it. Like, fuck right off.
They kind of fucked with everyone by showing up in bathing suits.
That was a good move to show up in America in a bathing suit because just the sailing world would have been like, what the fuck?
But I think they regretted it after. Like, people weren't taking them seriously.
I think that Tracy said that they regretted it because it was, like it took away from them as legitimate sailors.
Yeah.
They kind of leaned back on the fact that they're female.
Yeah.
But I think they did it to kind of soften the blow of that they're not coming in first. That they had really like two stellar legs of this race.
Yeah.
Took everyone by surprise and then they knew they weren't going to come in first.
Let's just get creative.
So let's try and avert the idea. Like let's change their minds for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about where we came in, it's about what we came in looking like.
You should have showed up fully naked and just went full native. I
mean, like, back then, what's the difference? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What's up?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The most shared photo.
Yeah.
I just, I was pissed off every time because I just can't.
I laughed because I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, I mean, it's funny to think about, but it just, I don't know. That's like these guys. That's not my life.
Yeah, but these guys.
That fucking sucks.
A lot of these guys probably have wives and have daughters. And at the time we're like, goddamn women. And then being like, honey, you can do whatever you want. Like,
what this?
Yeah. I want to be a sailor. Like, no, you don't.
Yeah. It's just ludicrous. Like, I just don't like it. Cause it makes me fucking look bad. It makes men look bad.
That's not you though. That's no different than like my fucking Klan thing of like, you see a bunch of people in the Klan, you just laugh. That's, and like, that's thing. Not me.
No, of course it's not you, but like,
that's funny.
That exists. It just bums me out that that's the way people used to treat people. And it's the way people still treat people now.
Yeah. But, dude, I see a terrorist video. I get hyped. I'm like, these guys look like they're having fun. When they're in bumper cars with like machine guns.
That's not like, a terrorist video. That's just a great day out.
Yeah. Those recruiting videos are pretty tight too though.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you some background on the crew kind of then and now.
Let's go.
So I'll leave Tracy for last because I have more to talk about.
Oh, okay.
So there's Michaela von Koskel. She's the helm sail trimmer.
It's the big old German.
She was Finnish.
Okay.
I thought she was German. She became a tour guide at Albatross Travel Finland for Africa, Arctic, Portugal. Pretty cool job.
Huh. She knows the area well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was Dawn Riley. She was the diver / sail trimmer.
Diver.
She became a businesswoman, community leader, and youth sports advocate, author, speaker, TV commentator, and committed philanthropist.
Committed? You have to commit to that?
I don't know what that means, but
yeah.
So,
do they mean diver as in like if there's anything wrong with the bottom?
I would imagine so.
Fuck right off. Under?
That's wild.
Yeah. Holy shit balls.
I would imagine so.
Huh. That's insane.
And then there was Jo Gooding. She was the cook. She became a therapist, MBACP. I'm not sure what designation that is. Teacher, certified education, meditation teacher. She's the current chair of the Maiden Factor Foundation. We'll talk about.
So she lost her mind.
We'll talk about the Maiden Factor.
Foundation?
Later. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then there was Sally Hunter. She's a active schools coordinator for Aaron Swim School, Hunter Yacht Deliveries and Services.
Fucking cool job. Delivering yachts to people?
Yeah, she was
the... Oh, whoa.
Fuck.
She's sick.
She was the foredeck. Again, I don't know. I'm not a sailor. I don't know what that means, but...
No one's going to tell us.
What the fuck?
Then there was Angela Heath. She was a sail trimmer. She was from Ireland. So the other two, Jo Gooding was British. Dawn Riley was American. Mm. Sally Hunter was British. Angela Heath is Irish. She worked in the medical industry until early 2017. And she races on a Beneteau 31.7.
It's a good boat.
So she still races.
It's classic. A good boat.
And then there's Nancy Harris. She was the deck gear / sail trimmer. She's British. She was the business assurance manager specializing in financial services regulation and back office services, including regulation compliance to small independent companies.
Office job. Yeah. You sail around the world and now you sit in a fucking cubicle.
Well, I was thinking that like, sucks. I know some wickedly talented people in like the pipe band world, but they all have jobs. Almost all of the players that I know and all the players around the world, like that's not their job.
No.
They're the best players in the world and they still have to go to work.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is a hobby.
Yeah.
And then we have Jenny Mundy. She was the electronics / foredeck. She's also British. She combines global telco, cloud and IoT services. Expertise with broad technology knowledge and recent B2B focus. Her career spans product management, sales, and technology at sea level.
Getting bored.
She doesn't go below?
Not sea level, but C as in the letter.
Level. Oh, level C.
She's like, I do below board business. You're like, fuck yeah.
Jenny
doing accounting for the mob.
Jenny is currently a non-executive director for Auto Trader.
I only take jobs below sea level.
So there's five more here. Six more. So Michelle...
One of these ladies better killed someone or something.
Michelle Perret was the helm. She's from France.
It's the front.
She is since maiden. She has sailed over 170,000 miles.
Jeez.
Now planning to sail the poles, currently sailing to the Northwest Passage.
That's a lot of air miles.
That lady has some crazy stories.
Northwest, yeah, that's a wild one.
I was thinking that when some of the guys were talking about their previous trips, like you run into someone at a bar and you're telling them stories. You're like, oh, I've got a trip to Mexico planned. They're like, yeah. Oh, I remember sailing through the Cape Horn.
Yeah. Excuse me?
Yeah. Those are
me and 12 other stories. People. Like, what?
I was sailing the south coast of Australia back in 89. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
My boat's
I just can't even
100 imagine. Feet long and there was 200 foot waves or something. You're like, wait, what?
So I'm not going to talk the rest of this time because you're going to tell me all those fucking stories because like you can't say a sentence like that and then never talk again.
Yeah. Or see you later. Like, no.
Yeah. Oh, just so cool.
Yeah.
Then there was Dr. Claire Warren. She's British. She was a doctor on board. She's senior staff doctor at Urgent Care Hamilton, New Zealand.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah. And then there was an actual Kiwi. She's Mandy Swan Neal. She was the rigger. She is the author and co-skipper of Mahina Expeditions. Mm. Then there's Tanya Visser, sailmaker and photographer. She's Dutch.
Sailmaker?
A seamstress? Yeah.
That's cool.
And she
they had a seamstress on board.
Yeah, so that would have been the sailmaker probably.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That was her role on the ship. Yeah. Was it, yeah. Oh, I thought that was her job now. Yeah. Oh, okay, I see.
A robot fucking does that now.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I was like, these yacht people take that shit seriously.
She runs a stud farm in the Netherlands with her family. She also works full-time in her dental office.
What? These people have so much money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're not like, I was a stay-at-home mom. You're like, wow, that's an achievement.
Then there was Sarah Davies, British. She was the first reserve. She runs sailing and powerboat training at Aldeburgh Yacht Club in Suffolk.
So it says that she was first reserve. Does that mean that she didn't actually sail?
I'm not sure.
If someone had bailed weeks before, she would be next up.
I could have made history, but...
She's the only one still in the fucking sailing industry, except for that yacht delivery woman.
There's the other lady that sails around the fucking world and was going to do the Northwest Passage. Yeah. That sailed more than everybody.
Yeah, okay.
And
so you shut up,
dude. And the rigger, she's the co-skipper of Mahina Expeditions.
Come on now.
R.
Oh, okay.
And then the last one was Marie-Claude Kiefer. Doesn't say what her job on the boat was, so she may have been the second reserve. I don't know.
She's the stud.
She owns a company directing she's a company director importing J boats, which I think is a kind of sailboat.
Yeah. I kind of think Marie-Claude is the one that got let go.
Oh yeah.
Just before they sailed. Right. They had a falling out. That's why she doesn't have a title because she was going to be first mate, she got fired.
It's like second in command.
And
right?
then,
yeah.
And Damn. Then, so yeah, last but not least is Tracy Edwards, who was the skipper of the boat. She founded the Maiden Factor Foundation.
Yeah.
Did you guys read about
the Maiden Factor?
Her boat, the Maiden, was after they raced, was sold off or whatever. Someone bought it.
Yeah. Sick.
They basically left it crashed on the... on some rocks in the Seychelles, Seychelles. The Seychelles Islands, I think.
Oh, I thought it was in like the off the coast of Indonesia, somewhere.
Is that where the Seychelles are?
I don't know. Sounds like a European thing, but
you're the one telling this story. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Look on the fucking map. Where is it?
I don't think it's. But yeah, she found it.
Like years and years later.
Yeah, 2014.
Whoa.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. 2014.
That's so cool.
And then basically got it back, paid to have it recovered and rebuilt and everything.
Which she like crowdfunded to do.
Yeah.
Sick.
And then as of 2019, she was going on like a world tour with it.
I kind of thought that she started some kind of foundation to like stop human trafficking.
Oh, the Maiden Factor might be
through sailboats. Yeah. That's on the nose.
Wow.
It's the original human trafficking vessel. That's why I'm like, that's fucked up.
Crew of 14. It takes me, three other people. That gives us at least 11 spots.
Yeah. Go head to toe on the fucking bottom.
No, I haven't fully read. Maybe that's part of the Maiden Factor, but she is a social activist.
Yeah, as well. I thought I read that somewhere.
But Jesus. The Maiden Factor is helping to educate women.
Okay.
Through the sailing. Dangers of the sea.
Okay, that's cool. Fuck, there's probably no better way to like.
When you're in 30 foot waves, you got to learn to juck and dive those punches from your husband.
Yeah. Oh. What? I agreed too quickly.
No, they're just hardening them up on sea, so when they get back home, they can. take a hit or hit back. I got back.
That salty air face.
Yeah. I got salt in my vagina, baby. Fuck you.
I'm pissed. Yeah.
They're like those lions that drink that salt water and they're always aggravated.
What? There's like a tribe of lions or pride that drink salt water
somewhere
from
it's
the
like
sea?
Brackish water. And then they're like super aggressive. And then like people will be like, oh, there's a lion. And then the lion just fucking kills you.
Huh.
Because he's pissed off because he's like always thirsty.
Like, that's interesting. They're always like just on the brink of fucking dehydrating themselves.
Holy fuck, that's crazy.
Like a briny lion.
Yeah.
The briny lions.
That's scary.
Yeah, that sounds like a shitty life.
So the Seychelles is a country in East Africa.
It's got a wild, pretty,
I see,
pretty looking pride flag.
Yeah, why not?
That's cool.
So basically the...
That's so wild. You find the fucking boat.
The mission, the mission of the Maiden Factor. So Maiden's new mission became raising awareness of the 130 million girls worldwide who are not able to access an education by interacting with fundraising and supporting community programs worldwide, which enables girls into education. So yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Tracy Edwards was knighted the year she won that race.
Dude, I was going to ask. Yeah. I was legitimately going to ask because there's fucking British dudes that are actors that get knighted. So she's like, this dude.
Dame Tracy Edwards?
I think
Dame
so. Tracy. She has an MBE.
Dude, that'd be sick to get bombed with her too because like, you were knighted and you know she would outdrink all of us.
Mm. Yeah, she seemed to drink a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, my dad died and then I discovered alcohol. And
she definitely outdrink you.
Well, yeah.
I don't know about me and Tyler.
I got a genetic disability.
What? You're fucking Scottish.
No, I have Crohn's, bro.
Oh, get over it.
Alcohol fucked me up.
Yeah. Tyler and I could take her.
All right, then let's try.
Together, one-on-one.
In drinking.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. What the hell were you guys talking about? Her.
Well, if it's fucking sailing, no, I lose.
Yeah, let's publicly announce we're going to kidnap someone. That seems like a solid idea.
I think Tyler meant fight.
Oh.
Did you mean fist fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Drink and then fight.
Okay. Yeah. All right. She would still kick our ass.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to band together and buy a sailboat?
I kind of want to try sailing. I've always been interested. Like, there's something weirdly like, magnetizing.
Only if we can do like Epstein-esque stuff on the boat.
No. Oh,
I'm out.
No.
You mean hang ourselves after that fucking comment?
No, like above age. Fuck, above age, wild stuff. Get a guy in a
wheelchair. Let's do this podcast.
Yeah, a guy in a wheelchair.
So like I love to kayak. I've thought about like doing like a trip from like here. So like Southern Ontario down to like the Gulf of Mexico, like, you know, hitting as many like rivers, you know, picking up, traveling a little ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting to the next river and going.
Portaging.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I would use a fucking trailer. For
yeah.
Sure.
Oh. Just walking and.
That's too much shit to carry.
Yeah.
But I think like taking a sailboat from here down along the coast, like to the Caribbean, would be fucking phenomenal. Like
that, yeah. I'd
want to go with someone who knows what they're doing. But
for sure. Yeah.
Leave Montreal to go to Vancouver, like for the Panama.
No.
That'd be cool.
Oh, you mean like down Panama up? Vancouver, holy fuck. Trip of a lifetime.
I don't know if they'll... Do they let small crafts go through the Panama Canal? I doubt it.
You just have to pay.
Which I think is probably crazy fucking money. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's got to be other ways. There's got to be a passenger version. It's only 80 kilometers.
Yeah.
It's nothing. So, it's like the Trent Severn.
Panamanians like, I'll dig my own.
I've been through the Panama Canal. It is insane.
Yeah, oh, on a boat? You've done it?
Well,
that's cool.
I was there.
On that cruise, yeah.
No, right? I wasn't on a cruise.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I went on a trip. Yeah.
Down to Panama.
That's fucking cool, man.
And like, so my parents have been on a cruise that goes through. And like, when their cruise ship is in the canal, like, you look at, there's like inches of play.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard stories of military ships going through. And the guy was like, I was below sea level. And you just hear, and you're like, well, hopefully we don't sink. And you're like, holy fuck.
But yeah, like, so
Jesus.
It's either very like cost prohibitive or even if it's allowed.
Okay.
I don't know if
it's like you got to go to the Cape. Like, oh, cool. We're all going to die then.
An extra 10,000 miles.
Get your Patagonian jacket.
Yeah. It's a good thing it's for free.
Yeah.
Wind powered. I know some people with sailing boats, but I don't think they'd let us take them.
No.
We could just can't you commandeer one?
That is the technical term to do it. Yeah.
Kapa.
Yeah.
I think that's called stealing.
Grand Theft Sailery?
Yeah, what is that called? Grand Theft... It's not an auto. Well, maybe it is an auto.
Oh, you get fucked because there's a motor. So they're like, it's technically a car. And you're like, damn it. And yachts are like obscenely expensive. So it's like you stole a $4 million car. You're like, damn, this is not going to look good in my defense.
Theft over $5,000.
Yeah, like the thing, the piece of wood that you ripped off to get in is 10 grand. You're like, ah, shit.
That would be funny.
Like, you're fucked.
You stole a $4 million boat, but it's only theft over $5,000. Fuck it, I'll take that charge, whatever.
Catch me in international waters, baby.
Yeah, try and find me. This thing's got a fucking radar jammer on it.
That's funny.
Yeah. I would definitely try sailing, but it's tough. Like, there's something...
would you go out and, like, I guess the closest that we could experience it is, like, Lake Ontario and just go out so you can't see land anymore?
Oh, what do you mean? Like, that's would I ever freaky. Do that?
Yeah.
100%.
That's so freaky.
What? You wouldn't?
I don't know. I'd have to be in a pretty big fucking boat.
Well, yeah.
But if you were in like a fucking 12-foot aluminum boat, I'd be like, this is insane.
Like with a motor or?
Yeah.
I have friends that go like salmon fishing in Lake Ontario.
Fuck all that. No way, man.
I would never do it in a gas-powered boat.
There's no way. Like every time I would do that, I'd be like, I'd have like a 20-minute speech to be like, all right, Haley, this is probably the last time you're going to see me. Like, do we have everything in order? Like, I might not come back. And if I do, fuck yeah. But if I don't, we just move forward. Yeah.
Like Mitch is going off to war.
Yeah, like every time I'd be like, I'm fucked. There's no way.
When
like,
we
stop
went,
fishing.
Sorry, when we went over to that quarry, the dry docks, and you went with me on that work trip thing.
Yeah.
Over the Skyway Bridge here locally. I guess the Skyway Bridge is a big arch bridge. But they're in construction right now and only half of it kind of exists. The other half is literally not there. They're rebuilding it. But yeah, you're like 135 feet in the air and you have to park at the top. That's where the stoplight is for the construction because it's down to one lane.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts. Every time I'm like, I've got to go
over
to Prince Edward County. I got to cross this fucking bridge. I might as well just like do my last rites because... I don't know. I see some of those guys come into work for what I sell. And I'm like, I wouldn't fucking trust you to fix me a sandwich. I'd never trust you to fix this fucking bridge. But every time I cross it, I'm like, well,
it's a good thing. They're just laborers.
And good. Well, like that's the thing. Is that like, oh, did you tighten that bolt, Johnny? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I tighten that fucking bolt, tighten that fucking tight. Yeah. No, I don't trust these.
You
guys,
know what? You have to do in that moment is just go, oh, what province am I in? Oh, I'm not in Quebec. Okay. This bridge is good. Because if you're in Quebec, I'd be like, there's a good chance you're going to die.
Yeah.
But any other one, you're like, no, we're good, dude.
Yeah,
when was the last time a fucking bridge fell in Ontario?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Well, still fucking scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I would never go into waters that I couldn't see land on in, like, a little fishing boat.
No,
like a yacht, like a big boat.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I have friends that go out all the time salmon fishing in Lake Ontario.
Fuck, man.
Like, do they ever die? Or
nope.
They always come back?
Yep.
Fuck.
Well, that one time.
Just don't go in November.
Rough waters?
Well, that's the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, she broke up.
Yeah.
But I think that's more so like...
A shitty boat.
Lake Superior. Yeah.
The boat was a piece of shit.
It's rough out there. Yeah. There are some European countries like Norway and Finland. They send guys over to do like ocean training, like captain training
for Lake Superior.
In Lake Superior.
Yeah.
No, but they do it like to prepare for ocean crossings.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because Lake Superior is so fucking big.
Yeah, and you have somewhat controlled.
No, not at all. Well, that's the thing.
Well, I guess you could do the training when shit happens, you could easily get to it.
Oh, I suppose.
Then not like you're training out in the middle of the Atlantic and like, hey guys, can you come and pick us up?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I wonder how wide Lake Superior really is.
I would assume with the Canadian and military, they'd have like cool coverage. It just makes sense that that's the training. But yeah, that's nuts. That the freshwater lake's that fucking big that you're like, we could mimic the ocean.
So I have picked next week's documentary.
Wow. Sick. Just before we move on, Lake Superior has 10% of all the world's freshwater.
Yeah.
Why do you think China's trying to buy it?
Yeah, we're fucked. Anyways,
they just put a bid in.
What's next week?
It's good. It's gonna be fun to watch.
About a bunch of strong men that have a brotherhood.
No. It's our second doc from the very first director we ever covered.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah. Do you remember our first movie?
Yeah. But I didn't know he did another one.
Wait, which movie?
He's done a bigger, stronger, faster, yeah. Asterisk.
Chris Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I may have seen this, but I'm not sure.
Oh, fuck. Is this the one about wrestling?
No.
Oh.
No.
That was the first one. Kind
of. This is A Leaf of Faith.
Yes.
A Leaf of Faith.
It's about...
He also did one about... I think he did one about, like, trophy parents where they, like... Get there, like you're gonna. My son's gonna be in the NFL.
Oh,
and yeah, just trophy kid.
Yeah,
yeah, that's his most recent one.
I think. Yeah. That was wild hearing him talk about that. But
this one, this documentary explores kratom, a botanical supplement that has been proposed as an alternative to today's opiate painkillers.
It's like an opiate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this podcast that I listen to where they. Are sponsored by Kratom, and you can get a kilo for $60.
Whoa, and you smoke it like a joint?
I don't think you smoke it. I don't know what you do with it. Oh, and their ad reads are the weirdest ad reads, because it's like, if you don't know what this is and don't take it, don't worry about listening to this. But if you know, then you know. And I'm like, weird. Is this like a weird heroin pitch? Like,
it's like a cult.
So it's like that Delta 8 shit where like it's a molecule off of... the molecule of what makes up THC, which is illegal,
okay.
Or which makes up weed. So then I think it's some weird, like, oh, we can just skirt the legality of this.
Right.
But like, I'm pretty sure it gets you fucked up.
Interesting.
Yeah. And like Kratom. A kilo for $60.
That's cheap.
This one is streaming on Tubi, so it is free to watch.
Yeah. Nice. I love Tubi.
Don't say it.
I've been killing Tubi lately.
Don't say it. Me too, but.
It's their tag.
Is it really?
Tubi, the...
Nice.
Dot. Right.
Fair enough. That's cool.
What's their tag?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Tyler. Tubi, free TV, no ads.
It's Black Netflix because it's free.
That's their tag?
No,
that's not their tag.
That's what people
call it. I've just heard people call it and it made me chuckle. And then I told Christian and Christian's like, you know, that's all I call it now. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. And then anytime we say it around our significant others, it's very much a, what the fuck are you doing? And like, it's.
Why do you say that? It's.
Why not?
It's so funny.
I don't know why this was put in my head.
It's poor people Netflix, black people Netflix, Mexican people Netflix.
Okay. I love Tubi. Well, Tubi's the shit.
We will be back with Chris Bell's Leaf of Faith.
Sick. His are always good.
Yeah.
Marlbank.
This one looks like it may be somewhat animated. Maybe all animated. I don't know.
Cool.
Interesting.
Just the photos on IMDb.
Show. I'll start doing Kratom. It does look like. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Well, see you gentlemen next week.
Peace.
Later.